He knew the name of every hedgerow plant and also its uses. He recited several, but she couldn't keep up. Now he told her he was learning about natural navigation. He described the people he had met and how they had fed him or repaired his shoes. Even the addicts, drunks and dropouts. Nobody is so frightening once you stop and listen, Maureen. He appeared to have time for them all. He was so bewildering to her, this man who walked alone and greeted strangers, that in turn she said mildly high-pitched things she regretted about bunions or the weather. She never said, "Harold, I have wronged you." She never said she had been happy in Eastbourne or that she wished she had agreed to a dog. She never said, "Is it really too late?" But she thought these things all the time as she listened. Left alone, she sat in the cold light of the night sky and cried for what felt like hours, as if she and the solitary moon were the only ones who understood.